スタートして。So we're hoping on that Gimel Amudalev. And we're trying to define what's the characteristics of Bob. So just read the Gemara quickly inside again how we translated the words according to Rashi, we came out. So we're starting from Kikomer of Bob. Beginning of the line is Ella. Ella's about 9 lines up, Ella. The end of the line is Kikomer of Bob. So Kikomer of Bob, I told the Bob. Maybe Rav Popper said his din that you have an av where the comparison to that av is not such a good comparison, and therefore that comparison would be potter from pen. And it's referring to bar. What would be told of bar my nimu? What's the told of the bar which isn't good enough and therefore be potter? Ilema, so that I suggest, av yud, the av Bob is when they have a pole that has a depth of 10. A bob which has a depth of 10 is something which can cause death. And therefore, if an animal dies, that's when the Torah is talking about such a bob. That causes, is designed to cause death. And if it dies, the owner of the part, the bob, has to pay. The tolls of 10. A comparison to that is if it's only got a depth of 9, since it's not normal to die when it only has 9, so therefore it's not good enough comparison to be chayev when the animal dies. And therefore you'd be released from paying if it dies in a 9 hole. So the Gemara asks, you can ask if it,
hi, sorry I'm late.
It's okay, we just started.
We're here and
yes.
So automatically something is not in the so it's not
different. It's not. Look. Okay, let's say. You dig a hole and that hole is now dangerous. So you want to know, the classic hole which is written in the Torah is one which is so dangerous that it can kill. Cause, and it's 10, that's the classic one that's so dangerous that it can then kill. So that's written in the Torah. So it causes death, that's what the Torah says you're chayav. Now, you've got a hole which is 90, which is also a dangerous item, but it's not likely to cause death. I want to know, now, is that so it is comparable to the 10 one that it is, it's dangerous through digging a hole. So it has the same type of characteristic as being, you dug a hole, made a depth, the depth is now dangerous, but it's not as dangerous to cause death. It's comparable, but it's not so comparable because it's listing one factor, a major factor, cause, meaning it's not normal to cause death. And since it's not missing that major characteristic, it's comparable, but not comparable enough, and therefore it's going to be potter on when it actually calls death. So it's in the past of comparable, because it's depth and dangerous, but not comparable enough, because it doesn't have the extra factor of death being normal, and therefore that's why it's a tolder in the eyes of potter. It's comparable, tolder, that's why you call it tolder, comparable, and therefore you have to look after it. But if it actually causes death, it's not going to be hard to pay because it's not comparable enough to the one that's written in the Torah, which is normal to cause death, and the only one which is normal to cause death will actually pay for death under those circumstances. So that's what the Gemara is saying up to that. So the Gemara asks the question. He says, lo tes kasivi, but lo yud kasivi. How do you know that it, you need the characteristic of normal to kill in order to be chayav to pay? It's not written in the Torah that if it's 9, you're released from paying. That, then I can work out why you're released from paying. Obviously, because it's not normal to cause death. It's not written in the Torah beferish that 10 is chayav to pay. Then I can work out why 10 chayav to pay, because it has the characteristic of it's normal to cause death. So since it's not written, evil one, therefore it's not written the fairest in the Torah that you need the characteristic of being normal to kill to be hard to faith. Maybe, so therefore, maybe you just being dangerous and death is good enough, even if it's not normal to kill, maybe that is called the red thing, what the Torah says you have to faith, and therefore, therefore test would also be chayes, would also be chayes. It's not total, it has a very good comparison. It can even be enough, it's exactly the same, All the requirements of death and dangers don't need darker than others, don't need normal to kill. So therefore, 9 and 10 are the same thing. That's what the Gemara's question is. No ten specific, no youth specific. How do I know that darker than others is a characteristic? Basically, it's not written. It says, hello, Kasha. That's not a question. Amesielo, Amrachmana. It is written. It's written in the Pasuk that it caused death. And since it's written in the Pasuk, it causes death. So why is it stressing that? Because it's stressing it. It has to be part of the makeup of a whole to be tied to pay. It's something which is normal to cause death. Something that's normal to cause death is part of the characteristic. Why? Because it is written, because it says the word mace. The mace here. Why is it talking about mace? Because it's talking about damages for the same factor. It talks about mace to say it needs to be something which is normal to cause death in order to be tied on death. That's because then it is written. The question was, it's not written. This characteristic is written. The king lay Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon therefore know, the Yud of the Misa, that 10 is something which is normal to cause death, and therefore that's going to be chayav on a test. Nizikun of the Misa lo of the 9 doesn't normally cause death, and therefore it's lost its characteristic of having to pay. The pay is only when it has something which is dangerous that can cause death, and this doesn't have it. 9 doesn't cause death. Okay. So, that's why we're holding up to them. Then the Gemara says a question. So, ze'av the Misa, ze'av the Nizikin. Gemara says a question and says, okay, you want to say 10 is the av malacha, because it's got a characteristic of causing death. 9 is a comparison, and that's what's not good enough, and therefore your potter, if it actually causes death, because it's not normal to cause death, and you need normal to cause death. And it's lost its characteristics. Okay. But so, there are the Mises, there are the Ezekiel. At the end of the day, 10 is an art for death. 9 is an art. Nine is also written in the Torah in respect for damages. Which obviously the Gemara is trying to say in that line, this is that you can't call, you can't say the words, 9 is a holder of 10 if it has its own category by itself. Like you don't say, shame of an animal is not a holder of 10. Why? It's also an animal, also causing death. All it causes is damages. When it uses its horn or it eats, it's causing damages. But you don't say shame is a kolzor of Ken. Why? Because it's its own category. What's its own category in the Torah? You can't cause one as a tolzor of the other. What's it has its own category? So God's asking, it makes sense what you're saying, that 9 is potter from death, but you can't call it a tolzor because it has its own category. 9 is an art in itself for damages. So since the art for itself for damages, therefore, now we've lost our ability to say, call it a tolda. And therefore, we haven't discovered where a papa is referring to a tolda. That's not going to be like the other. We don't have that over here because this 9 death is not a tolda. It's its own category. Can't be called a tolda. Pashtas, the Gemara is saying that a bar has two others, and we'll see if that's true. It's possible, and it's not possible. We'll see it's true in a second. See it's true. We're going to see Rashi. It means anything. What's the other half? The other half is that anything you dig a hole that's dangerous enough. It's normal to cause damages will be included in the art of a hole for damages. What's the two of us? A hole for death and a hole for damages. And if if it's fits into criteria of even one, then you'll be chayav. So anything which is dangerous and can cause damages is the av, and under the category of the av for 9. Anything which is dangerous and cause damages, can cause death, is an av of the 10. Okay, that's Pashas. I will see whether it's true or not. There's two others. Yes, Six. What for? And what is this? For damage. Oh, you mean is 9 for damages? You say 9 is lucky. You say is 9 dafka, figure 9. No, so anything which is a normal so cause damage will be under the category of. So I'm not thinking dafka 9. Yeah, there is 8 is also cause damage. 7 can also cause damage. 6 can also cause damage. Okay. So now let's see Rashi. A very important Rashi. Ze'af nizikin, he says lafon. Everyone's got the Rashi? Yeah, okay. So, in lawful shah babar tisha. So how do I know? Where is it written in the Torah that 9 is chayav for damages? Where is it written in the Pasuk? Where is it written? Yeah. If you read the Pasuk, it's talking about death. Yeah. So, in lawful I know that if the ox falls in a hole which is only 9 and dies, when it should die, but it's 9. Your potter, the owner of the borrowed potter. But if he gets damaged, then the owner of the bar has to pay for the damage. And Tanab. Where's the pasuk? Because it's learnt in the pasuk from deduction. It's deduce some words that are actually written in the pasuk. From the pasuk it says, from the fact the pasuk says at the end with the hole causes death, then you pay mashma bar asora. That means it's causing death. It's normal to cause death. It's 10 deep. The bar mikvah, it's a type of thing which is can kill. Then it's chayv b'mises asham. Then since it's normal to kill of a, then it's chayv for death of the actual ox. Haboxer mahaki, if it's less than 10, which is not normal to kill, b'miso lo chayv, the pasuk is telling you, you won't be chayv in death. Ha, the dig then, if the pasuk is saying you won't be chayv in death when it's less than 10, the dig of that pasuk is, no, but if it would cause death, less than 10 that doesn't cause death but causes damages, then you would be chayav. Bosik is saying 10 that causes death is going to be chayav because it's normal to cause death. 9, which is not normal to cause death, is going to be potter because it's not normal to cause death. But if 9 doesn't cause death but causes damages, then it would be chayav. That's all from the bosik, from the deep of the bosik. From the word death, you're a chayav from 10 and potter from 9. It comes to damages, there's no difference. That's the deal. There's no difference when we're talking about damages. The pasuk is making differences in death. Because 10 and 9, there's a difference in the pasuk sense in death. But when it comes to damages, the pasuk is making no differences. So in the pasuk it says, in damages itself, 9 would also be chayav. So therefore, we see in the pasuk itself, it's written that 9 would be allowable for damages. So if the criteria now, as this just follow through, if it's a hole which is normal to kill, then it's called tapia pain for killing. For damages, it just has to be a hole which is normal for damages, and then it'll be high for damages. That's the criteria. Yeah. That's the characteristic of both us. One needs to be normal to kill. One means normal to damage. Yes, for sure. It's just right for you also because karma sign one. Yeah, 10 causes damage. It's normal to cause damage. Yeah. It's normal to cause damage in 10. So that when it says nine is something that av for nizok, it means nine is also part of the av. Not to say, like you say, it's not the figure nine which is saying that. But anything that causes damage, and it's normal to cause damage, is written in the posuk is chayav for damages. That's the posuk. So anything that comes under that is part of the av of damages. It's 9, 10, 11, or 8, 7, 6. It doesn't make a difference. All those type of holes are written in the pasuk of being something you dug, creating danger for damages, and therefore it's chayav for damages. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, 11, 12. All those figures are in the pasuk. It's not left up to the figure 9. It says 9 is also enough. 9 is also enough in the parsha of damages. 9 is also enough. No, one's for death and one's for damages. Not one of. Says it's up for death. We've got quite different criteria. We've got a hole which is normal to kill. Then that's called in the parsha for claims against death. For claims against damages, any hole which is normal for damage is now up for claims. That's the first. Now let's see the second lesson. Very important here. The second lesson. Lishla achrina. So. Avda Mister Mister Avda Zikim. Yeah, another way of explaining that this the ten is an Av for death, nine is Av for Zikim. Where do you learn it from? Tichechi to Nafkula Makar Basara Mister. Just as you said, the Pasuk is talking about a bar which is 10 feet, which can kill Nafkula Bar Test Zikim. It's also in the Pasuk a bar which is 9 for damages. Where? Not from Zikim. Like the first pshat, tiksiv from actual words of the pasuk, not diyukim, from words of the pasuk. Nafu shah mashah uchamar. It's written in the pasuk, it fell there, in the hole, an ox or a donkey. Mashma, those words itself, mashma imply, not diyukim, beimeth benhusik. Whether that animal got died, or whether it got damaged, Baal, Habar, Yisalem, the owner of wool have to pay. It's actually written in the pasuk that for damages, a hole that's there for damages will have to pay for damages. Because it's not just talking about death in the pasuk, it's actually talking about damages in the pasuk. Okay. Mirmeis, Hashar, if the Shah dies in a hole which is only 9, the whole of 9 you're released, you don't have to pay for death. Why? The low machnes habames. Because the hole didn't kill it. The hole did not kill it. If it's 9, the hole did not kill it. Because it can't kill it. But if it damages its chayv, the Bartisha, Bar Nazikin, and Bar Anayim definitely can cause damage. It cannot cause death. So the second Peshat is saying that it's actually written in the Pasuk, if it dies, you have to pay. If it damages, the whole damages, you also have to pay. Two scenarios are both written in the Pasuk. Once it's written in the Pasuk, two scenarios. When do you have to pay for death? Only if it's normal to cause death. Not only normal to death, only if it can cause death, says Rashi. But 9 cannot cause death. It cannot cause death. 9 cannot cause death. If when you have the damages, even 9, because 9 can cause damages. So you hear the stress of the Lord Shogun, I want to speak out between the first and second shot. First one is saying, I define the two categories as this hole is normal to cause death, or is this hole normal to cause damages? Those are the two categories. Is it normal to cause? The second result is saying, is can it cause damage? Can it cause death? If it can cause death, can, then you're chayav. If it can't, you're not going to be chayav on death. You can only be chayav on damages if it can cause damages. That's the stress of the second lashon of Rashi. So there's two differences. Where you're learning it from the first chart, you're learning from Diukim, not preferably written, that 9 damages is not preferably written in the Pasuk at all, it's just a dig in the Pasuk. The second Pshat is actually written, it's talking about damages in the possible. Is that actually talking? That's one difference between the two Pshatim. Second difference between the Pshatim is the way you describe the categories. The first Pshat describes them as this is in the category of death because it's normal to cause death. This is in the category of damage because it's normal to cause damages. The second way of describing it is only something that can cause death, you're chayav for death. Only something that can cause damages, you're chayav for damages. Different ways of expressing it. Now, I want to enough given you want to say. No. We'll see in a second. Okay. Damn, you mean death? The captain calls death. You mean. Okay, very good. We're going to speak it out. So, what's it cause damage, death? Okay, let's. So, there's a lot of words going flying around, normal designs, or it can, it's made, it should do, or it can. That's the notion. Let us explain this a bit. Let me just ask you a question out like this. You dig a hole, let's say, of 3 to 5. 3 to 5, 30 centimeters, yeah? Maximum. And the animal falls in of 30 centimeters. And we know, let's say, I'm not sure if it's straight, Dr. Dillon will tell me it's straight. Yeah, 30 centimeters, yeah, you can get a sprained ankle, but you're not gonna, it's not normal to get a broken leg for 30 centimeters. So the animal, instead of getting a sprained leg, he actually breaks his leg. So now, what am I going to say? I'm going to say, well, since it's not normal for this to happen in a 3 to 5, that such damage, a broken leg, normal sprains, you're not going to be chayav. I'm going to do that. Are we going to look at every injury, not death, and say, is it normal for this injury to take place for this type of scenario, this type of hole? Are we going to look at it and say, well, broken is not, sprain is, breaking happens, you're off the hook, it's not normal. Are we going to say that? Of course not. Otherwise, there will be 20 million categories, yes? Because there weren't just 2 categories, death and damages. In damages, there's like millions of types of damages, and I'll say every bar will be different depending what you think. Obviously, that's not the thing. The question is why? Why is not the thing? Yeah, a very busy doctor as well. I mean, you have to speak with the doctor to decide this. So, why is that not true? Why is that not true? If you're already making a difference between death and damages, and say, well, if that death can't face a 9, so you're off the hook. So, if damages itself, broken leg, you're off the hook because it's not a break leg, it's a sprained leg. So, we don't say that. So, what's the difference between death and damages and within damages itself? So obviously, what's the question? What's going to be the answer to that? Is it says, okay, you dig a hole which the exum can cause damage. Yeah, should only cause a sprained leg, but it's there to cause damage. Yeah. So really, you're pesheya, you're negligent. You cause something which is dangerous to cause at least damages by digging a three-spot one. You get something dangerous to cause damages. So you can say tilosa v'shia, yeah, the negligence is the sofa. At the end of the day, you are onus on the actual damage that took place because it broke its leg. It shouldn't happen. Tilosa v'shia, the sofa, the onus. You always hive because if you would have done what you're supposed to do, it would never happened in the first place. It wouldn't have had broken the leg. If you would have put something dangerous for sprained ankles, the broken leg also wouldn't have happened. Okay, you don't expect it. It's because of you. If you've done your job properly, so you're going to be chayav on everything. You're going to be chayav on every type of damage, even unexpected damage that takes place in your type of holes, once you make a dangerous hole for damages. So therefore, that's poshut. So then we'll ask the other question the other way around. So why don't we say the same thing by death? Let's say that, you know, when it's 9 deep, yeah, you're negligent for damages. You're not negligent for death because it shouldn't be happening. But when death happens, you should still be chayav, because if you've done your job properly of not making such dangers for damages, the death wouldn't have happened. So you should say the same words. But you don't. Why? So, that's what the two pshatim are coming to answer. They're coming to answer what's special about death. That it doesn't get hooked on to the hole which is blind. So we go with the second shot. It's easier for him. Second shot says, and 9-1, it falls in and dies. Why does it die? Says Rashi, if it falls into 9-1 and dies, it's got nothing to do with the hole. The hole did not cause its death at all. So therefore, you can only make claims against him if he did something. Reason why it died, because it had a heart attack as it was going down. It happened to have a heart attack, or burst valve, or it had something in its head that blew up as it fell down. There's nothing to lose the hole. That's the second Mishnah in Rashi. That's the only way I can answer why you're not chayav on death, says the second Mishnah. Because really, you should be chayav on death, like you're chayav on a broken leg. You're chayav on death as well, even unexpected things. But you know why not chayav? Because you didn't do anything. Your hole did not kill it. That's the second Mishnah. Easy to say, not easy to accept, but easy to say. First Mishnah is more of a longish Mishnah. First Mishnah says that you can connect damages for damages. Because they're really in the same negligence. I was negligent in setting up something for damages. Okay, that's and this is negligence for damages for sprained leg. Now, even if a damage or a broken leg happens, you're going to be held accountable. Because in the whole parcel of negligence, you're negligent in damages. But you weren't negligent, even with a 9, in death. Because that death is not supposed to take place over here. So you can't link my negligence in damages to make me higher on also being death, which is not supposed to happen, is not made to happen, and it's not part of even what I even set up. I set up something that's dangerous for a category called damages. It's not the cloud dangerous for a category called death. It's a different thing. It's not connected to my negligence. It happens, but it's not connected to my negligence. Okay, so that's a more of a longest way of reasoning why you can't get him for death, because it's a separate category and it's nothing to, it's not connected to my negligence. My negligence is in damages, it's not in death. What?
So at the end of the day, when that happens, we're saying it's a death.
If it's death happened, you pay nothing, you're gone. Now let me speak out two knocking minutes. Let me speak out two nafkaminas between the two categories, very good. Two nafkaminas between the two categories, two ways of explaining, and that will make it even, you recover it even more, the understanding of it at least. What happens, you dig a hole that's only 7 tefachim deep. 7 tefachim deep. It's not supposed to kill. It's not something, I didn't make something that's supposed to kill. There comes a cow who's quite tall. That its belly, between its belly and the ground, normal ground, is 3 tefachim. And then it falls into that 7 tefachim hole and dies. So why did it die? Because it fell from a height of 10 tefachim. Because you measure from its belly and its 7 plus 3 is 10. It's supposed to die. You can hear it dying from 10. But I did create something that's made to kill, because I only created something which is a 7. So there's a nafkamin in the two pesachim. The Shomer says a nafkamin in the 2 pesachim. If you say you're only going to be chayav for death if it's designed to kill, this is 7 tefachim. Is it designed to kill? It's not designed to kill. So even though it fell from 10, but I'm not going to be liable because it's not designed to kill. But if you say like a second shot, that doesn't make a difference whether it dies or it gets damaged. You're always going to be liable even for death. The only reason why you're off death is because it can't be. It's nothing to do with the hole didn't actually kill it. In this case, it did kill it because it fell from a height of 10. It definitely killed it. So according to the second shot, you will be five to pay when it falls with 7 tefachim and a 3 tefachim gap. Altogether, it fell from 10. You can hear it killing. Definitely the hole did have, was there. It did kill it at the end. If the hole did kill it, if it did kill it, you're chayav for death as well. Just like you're chayav for a broken leg. You're chayav for death for the second shot. That's one nafkamina. The Shomer speak it out. Second nafkamina, which is what Matsya wants to hear. Meiri says, Matsya is also nafkamina. Okay, you dig a hole of 9. And it dies. you're off the hook. You don't have to pay. You don't have to pay for debt. Do you have to pay, though, for the level of damage of that debt? That means, you know, it, look, the father's son dies, it's totally finished. Now, if it wouldn't have died, it would have the broken leg, broken shoulder bone, and maybe it would have survived and fine. Yeah? You're lucky, fine. Yeah? But it will survive. That's what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to make it a broken leg, broken shoulder bone. But it died. Okay, so when it died, are you going to be hired for the broken leg and broken shoulder bone? At least get him and say, look, I can't claim you for death. I can claim you for actually breaking the leg and the shoulder bone in the process of death. I should be able to do that thing. So again, enough given between the two Pesachim. According to the first Pesach, that at the day, it died. And therefore, it died. Died is a different thing from from damages. It's not connected. There's death and there's damages. Death is not a lot of damages that actually kills it. It's called death. It's completely different from damages. You're not going to be fired even for the broken shoulder bone that it should have caused. Because it didn't actually cause the broken shoulder bone. It caused death, which is totally separate subject. You're not going to be fired at all. Zero. Going to the second shot that says it's not supposed to happen, the death, but everything else is supposed to happen, and death is not a separate category. All death is a lot of damages which actually knocks him out at the end of the day and finishes him off. So therefore, okay, for 90% of the damages, I can actually get you for, because that's what it's supposed to do, and it did do it. The last 10% I can say it did do. That was the pit on some of the other factors. You can't get me for the last 10%, but 90% I can get you for it. And that, according to the second shot, will be the halachas of. Again, the Mark Notice was showing enough giving that those two halachas are enough giving between the first, the two shots in Russian. You can hear, much you can hear, definitely the second shot much better, it's easier to hold. First shot is more of a long shot. However, we have big problems on the second shot. Even it's much easier to show them and to absorb the second shot. Yeah, there's much difficult. Start with that question. What's we got the question on the second shot? Question on the second shot is, you're telling me, and when it falls in and dies in a hole of nine, it did not do it. Nothing to do with it. If people had a heart attack, that's what Rashi's telling us. Yeah?
Can I ask a question?
It doesn't make sense to say that Pitom, it's been around for 20 years, and then it died when it fell in the hole, and you say, it's got nothing to do with the hole. It is not connected at all. It just happened to be Minas Shemaim at the same time. It did nothing. That's a hard thing logically to accept. It's easy to say, and it's easy for me to just say, well, now everything fits, but it's a hard thing logically to accept that it happened to die when it was fell in the hole, but got nothing to do with the hole.
Which is not
the
question.
Just
follow the logic there. If I dig a hole in 12 to park him, and the animal falls in and does not die and breaks every bone in his body, I should be potter.
You want to say that? No, because 10 happens to 12. 12 is also an av malacha for nezokim. You have to say it's an av malacha for two things. 12 has two factors. It's for death and for damages.
If you can, I'm talking about the, if that's a logic, Moksha.
At 9, you're right, Yosef. But that's why a 9 deep hole is half malacha for both damages and death. And that's why you can get them on both things if both bad things happen. If it's 9, it's only for damages, and therefore that death is not connected to his negligence. Yeah, and that's, you want to say something, God? Abby. Okay, you can say this word, but the Rashi didn't say that. Rashi's words is the lo machmis habar meis. It didn't die because of the bar. The lo machmis habar meis. It means it didn't happen. So it's hard to say logically that it happened to die at the same time. Now, no, I'm going to ask the question. Thank you. Okay. So we've got two pesachim. Rashi's first shot is a long distance shot, and if you're the base of Medrash, the best in the streets doesn't talk comfortable the first shot because the long shot two categories. Death is different from damage. Second shot is a problem, Jess. Not a long distance. I understand what you're saying. It just doesn't make sense. But that's true. It's just not true to say it died at this time and something to do with it. So what's the answer? What's the answer to that? What's the answer to that? So the answer to that is the Achrodim said that what Rashi is machadish lo machnas haba. He means you just have to add one word, which is not hard. It's not bad to add one word because it's a type of word which you can say it's there even if it's not written. It's not only because of the hole. It's not only because of the hole it dies. It had maybe a precondition. It was ill. It was ill. And because it was ill, together with the fall of nine, that killed it together. So it was like a partnership that killed it. A partnership of whole nine and its illness that made it, that's why it said. It would have been healthy, it would have survived. So therefore, since it's not because of the barb only, it's not only the barb, it has to have some other factor with it, that's why you're not chayav on death. To be chayav on death, you have to be a situation where it's only, the cause of it is only the whole. That's what Rashi meant. Then now you can hear it logically what he said. That's what he said. No, there's one word, levad, lemachnas habar. Not only machnas habar. That's what it means. Not only machnas habar. What is not only? That now brings a final nafkamina between the two pshatim. That means that what happens if it gets damaged, you dig a hole, one tefach hole. Yeah? I'm not sure if that's called a hole, but let's say in one tefach hole, and it cracks its ankle, yeah. And every doctor in the world says it has nothing to do with the hole. What do they mean, nothing to do the hole? It must mean it had to have a hairline fracture in the first place. It had to have a precondition in order for a one tefach to actually do that. So in such a thing, according to the second Bishat, you won't pay even for damages. Because the second Bishat is saying is whenever the hole's not doing everything that's happening over here, you're off the hook. As soon as it's got another factor helping it do what it is, you're off the hook. That's the second Bishat. First Bishat doesn't say that. First Bishat says anything that happens, you're going to be hired, you're going to be dipped myself with the partner. So that's a third nafka minna between the two. So we've got 3 minutes left, and we've got therefore enough time to read the next bit of Gemara. We'll ask the questions for you to think about tomorrow. Mr. Shem will answer these questions. Let's carry on the bar. So we lost our Tolta. Where's the Tolta of the bar? It's not nine. Ella, Avna the Sakinu Masoi. Let's give another, maybe a Tolta of a bar. If you have a stone or knife, some African thing you carry, that you normally carry. So, you put the bundle down in the middle of a furrow. In the middle of a shusharab, it's going to be dangerous. It's going to trip people up. Physical. And it caused actual damage. Yeah? It caused actual. You put something dangerous down that's going to cause damage. Now, here's the topic. That may be a total. Now, here's the topic. Why is that total? If you're talking about you put down a stone, which was yours, and then you said this is nothing to do with me, hefka, nothing to do, I've got no ownership over here. Bein the rab, bein the shvul, and the bar. Then that's the classic bar. That is bar. Right? That's bar. The idolo afkirina, and if you put down the stone, and you maintained the ownership of the stone while it's over there, at the time of damage it was yours. In the small, Dhamma Kulam Ibar Lamadu, Haimabar. Again, according to small, we'll see who the small is rub is tomorrow. According to small, that's also bar. So it doesn't matter whether you've got ownership or no ownership, it's bar. But in the Rav, the Kulam Ishar Lamadu, Haimashar. According to Rav, if you have ownership over it, then it's not called bar. If it's ownership which causes damage, it's called in the category of Shah. Which Shah? We discuss them all. Karen, Shane, Regal, we discuss them all. So then the Gemara asks the question. Okay, it is a Tolta. You're right. This is the case of a Tolta. It's not written in the Torah. It's in the category of Bar. And you want to say you're not Chayim? That's what Rabbah means, Chayim. Not Chayim? That's not true. Maishmah Bar Shachin Tzilosos in the Zikr. Classic Bars of Torah. Properties are, it's designed from the beginning to cause damage. It's dangerous. Momentar, it belongs to you. Shmizah, Alecha, you have to look after it. That's the classic one in the Torah. Hanilam is also the stone. Tzilosos Asiyas of the Nezik. It's also designed from the beginning when it put it down to cause damage. Momentar, it's yours. Shmizah, Alecha, you have to look after it. And therefore, why should there be a difference? Why should it be this the case of Tolda, which is not comparison? It's a very good comparison to what's in the term. It's exactly for all the properties. And then Tolda, blah, blah. In that case, it is a bar. Now, big problem of this sugya, there's a few questions. We're going to ask a few questions tomorrow, but one I'm going to tell you now for you to think about is that I don't understand how the Gemara is writing. It says, first, that if you don't own the stone, then for sure it's bar, according to Rav and Shmuel. If you do own the stone, then it's a bar according to Shmuel, but it's not according to Rav. Rav is another thing altogether. And then it says, afterwards, and all these things are bar, are told as a bar, all of these cases are told as a bar, and they're exactly like bar. It doesn't make sense what you're saying. They're not. There's one case that's not told in the bar, out of the list you mentioned. You mentioned Rav. Rav held, if you're the owner of the stone at the time of damage, it's not bar at all. Not bar at all. So, I don't understand why you're quoting Rav at all. And then you wait until you talked about Rav, and you quote him, and you say, this is not bar. And then you say, these are holders of bar, and they have the din of the av, the bar, and therefore this is not, you're going to be high. If you're going to mention Rav, you should mention him at the beginning and say, Aga, this is Rav. And then you mention Shmuel and say, this is Rav. And then ask your question. Why are you waiting till Rav to mention that Rav mentions this is not Bar, and then talk about these are told as a Bar? You don't, it doesn't, the same doesn't exist. Yeah. Yeah. So something to think about until tomorrow. Mr. Chev, we'll see you tomorrow. Just with, even though it's Yom Kippur. Of the tomorrow we're meeting, Mr. Chairman. Yes, sir. Okay.